Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Takes a shot, runs into the box. Shot! Score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Welcome to a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Today, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app, and the Off the Woodwork podcast section. John Nelson here with you alongside Madison Cruz and Jason Longshore. The Tata Martino reintroductory press conference, and it's one of those moments I know that a lot of 17s were looking forward to now that it's officially official. I guess we can start things off from now that it is, everything's at work. He's with Chris Henderson now, the Chief Soccer Officer, Maddie, and early thoughts now that we have been reintroduced to Tata Martino.
Yeah, I think it's surreal. I mean, not only as a fan of the club, but, you know, getting the chance to sit there and be in a press conference with Tata Martino, that was pretty cool. I think the one thing that I like about it is because, you know, it's been a couple of years. It's been a couple of years. The league has changed. A lot of different things within the club has changed. And then Tata Martino has also changed, too. You know, he's been through, was with Inter Miami. He took a bit of a break as well, and now he's back getting ready to coach Atlanta United for this upcoming season. I think when you look at everything else, it's really just about coming in and I think re-implementing and kind of trying to create his Atlanta United in 2026. I think the one thing to do is not to look back and say it's going to be exactly like it was in 2018, 2017, because that's not going to be the case. There's different players. There's so many different things. The league has changed so completely different and everything around that, too. So it's about coming in and I think re-putting in, you know, how to make this Atlanta United team Tata Martino's and make it also fit to what needs to happen in 2026. And an important year, I think, not only for the club, but for the city, but for a lot of these players who are on their national team as well, because it's a World Cup year. So many different factors of it come into play as well. But I don't know, I'm excited to see what the team is going to do, especially since, you know, we're coming close to the offseason a little bit. Don't know how much of an offseason we're going to get, but, you know, the offseason is here, and then we'll be right back at it, you know, probably in January, getting ready for preseason, so.
What is this, getting back at it in January? The world's not going to stop, Jason. And one of the early things that we can gravitate toward is the past relationship of Tata Martino and Chris Henderson from their time back at Inter Miami. This isn't just two dudes walking into a conference room, sitting there laying everything out on the table. You've already got that relationship to kind of get things moving forward and be even more ready from absolute zero to get things ready for 26.
Yeah, that's going to help, I think, accelerate the whole process because they know one another and they know how the other one thinks. Some other big takeaways for me from today, I agree with Maddie, it's not going to look like the same as it did in 2017 and 2018, but 2018 didn't look like 2017 either. And I think we have this idea that coaches are, you know, robotic and everything looks the same. Pep Guardiola's Bayern Munich didn't look like his Barcelona, and his Manchester City doesn't look like Bayern Munich, and his Manchester City in year one doesn't look like his Manchester City today. His Manchester City 2 years ago doesn't look like his Manchester City today. Same with Mikel Arteta, same with most managers around the world. And Tata Martino talked about evolving. The league has evolved. The challenges within the league have evolved from 2017, from 2018, from 2023. Where Tata Martino, you know, joined Miami from 2024, where he had the best regular season in league history. The league's in a different place. I think he's probably changed some from his time in Mexico and from his time in Miami. And this roster has different players in it. The ingredients are different. So the other big takeaway is that he likes this roster. He talked about the potential of what this roster can be. I'm excited to see what he does with it, along with some additions, obviously. And I'm very intrigued to see where this goes.
Yeah, and Maddie, one of the things that was that Tata mentioned early on, it's like going back to the Tata Martino 1.0. Yes, the spine was South America, but you also had those American players that were integral to Major League Soccer. So don't anticipate that this roster is going to completely and totally turn over, A, because you can't do that with league constraints, but it's not going to look one way. And he reminded folks of how it was the first time he was here.
Yeah, I think it's important that, you know, that is said. I think not only by Tata Martino, but also by Chris Henderson and everything else, too. It's like I said before, too. It's very different from the way the league was right back when Atlanta United started in 2017. It has completely shifted with so many different new players coming in, with the roster constraints, with everything that has come to the fold with it as well. You've so many different pieces now that I think when you're looking at everything else and trying to figure out what this team's going to look like in 2026, you can't guess that right now, because it's a completely different team. It's very different circumstances, different playmakers that you want to have on this roster. It's going to be about how you make those players work well together. You bring in some new additions to help fill that out as well, but it's about how you bring them together to create something on the pitch. That's what needs to happen too. And I really like to, and it's one question that I was going to ask, but Jose as well asked too, which I was very happy he did, asked about the academy, because that's been a big focus, not only with the new expansion for Atlanta United as well, Emory Healthcare Studios, but also adding in that academy gym, that space for academy, but rising that up. We've seen so much academy talent, not only within the first team, but even now, like these classes too, U16s, U18s, some of the most insane matches I think I've been a part of, been able to call. But you have that foundation, you have such a strong academy, so how do you utilize that? How do you not block it? Chris Henderson talked about it in the press conference a couple weeks ago. It talked about not blocking that path for an academy player if they are ready to step up. And we've seen that with a lot of the homegrowns too, them stepping up. Luke Brennan has been someone who stepped up this season too. Cooper Sanchez is one that's grown into as well. Matt Edwards, Jay Fortune. It's not blocking that path. And Tata Martino talked about it. You know, he said back in Argentina that was the same thing. His club there, you know, they really emphasize using young players and highlighting that talent too. And so getting to hear him talk about that too was really exciting, especially when you look at the roster too, because especially with the cap and with everything in Major League Soccer, you need to rely on those young players to help fill a lot of those gaps, especially with competitions. We don't know yet if it's going to be Leagues Cup, if it's going to be Open Cup. We have no idea how that's going to roll, but you're going to use a lot of those young players, especially if you have those competitions, to help, especially with roster constraints, with how packed the schedule might be with everything going on too. And that was really cool to hear, especially, you know, being with SDH and being with 92.9, covering the academy, covering the twos. That's really cool to hear, especially not blocking that path for academy, but also allowing them to flourish and also grow with the first team as they become professionals.
Jason, one of the other elements going to the other end of the experience scale was the mention of the 3DPs and the confidence that Tata had that the 3DPs currently on the roster can work well together and have their own and have their space and that level of comfort heading into 26. And also, you mentioned briefly about Joseph. Right now, striker is not a position that they're looking to fill, was how it was phrased.
Yeah, the three designated players, we'll come back to Joseph in a second because he would not be a designated player in this group. But the three designated players, I think it became a unfair narrative that they can't fit together, because that's just not true. Miguel Almiron and Alexei Maranchuk are not the same kind of player. Latte Lott has to produce more. There's no way around that. He's got to score more goals. That's why he's here. But you can fit the three of them together in a variety of ways. And frankly, we saw it work at times last season. So the idea that it can't work, I think, is just categorically false. You have all those guys under contract. If, you know, an offer comes for one of them that is too good to pass up, then that will happen. And that's the part that's unpredictable about the nature of a transfer window and a transfer market. You never know where that stuff goes. But the way you can fit these guys together, that's going to be the puzzle for Tata Martino, for his staff, figuring out how to get the best out of Miguel Almiron, out of Alexi Maranchuk. You're going to need both of them to both score goals and create chances, and you're going to need Latte Lott to convert on chances. So you want to get the best out of those three players. He did mention Jamal Tiare in the conversation about striker. You have those two right now that are here. You have to make a decision about Tiare, I believe, for next season. Latte Lott is under contract. Joseph Martinez, in the conversation when the question was asked, he sent a congratulations message to Tata Martino when the job was announced, but they haven't spoken in recent days about any kind of reunion here in Atlanta. I understand the nostalgia factor. I totally get it. I think a lot of time has passed since Joseph left Atlanta. Could it happen at this stage? Sure, because anything can, as we're seeing with Tata Martino back in Atlanta. Anything can happen, but it would be a very different role. It would be a very different situation, and the expectations would have to be very different. It took Joseph 5 years to get back to looking like himself after that horrific knee injury that I don't know if anybody really outside of Joseph truly understands, like, how debilitating that was to his career. This past season was the first time that he looked close to himself, 5 years older, but he looked more explosive than he had in 5 years. Can he sustain that at 33 years old? There's no way to know, but I don't think the designated player and Joseph conversations are in the same chapter of the book. Could Joseph be a rotation striker in Atlanta? Possibly, but right now that position is filled. We'll see what happens between now and the start of 2026.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
And Maddie, you know, that's the, I think, one of the biggest things here that we have to remind folks is that calendars flip. Every single 365 days, we got to buy a new one. People get older. You know, veterans become more veteran. Youthful players become more veteran. But the thing is that that date of birth on the driver's license, that doesn't change. Everything gets a little older, and players have to adjust. Coaches adjust, all these kinds of things. I think that preaching patience and understanding out of the blocks here with all of the decisions that may or may not have to be made, it's just taking it literally and understanding things might happen, but don't read too much into anything out of the blocks.
Yeah, and I think it comes as well to, I really loved as well when the announcement was made with Tata Martino, Arthur Blank released a statement, as well as Chris Henderson, and they mentioned, like, this is not a this is not a reunion type thing. This is a very much not a nostalgia thing that they're trying to do for the fans. It is, he was the right choice at the right time, and he's going to come in and hopefully help bring Atlanta United back to where they need to be. And I like that that was said too, and I think that's something to really translate as well, is that this isn't going to be like 2017. This isn't going to be like 2018. This is going to be 2026. You're bringing back some of those pieces. You already have Miguel Amarón as well. He's back now. Tata Martino is now coming back into the fold. He's grown as a coach. He's grown in so many different ways. His time with the Mexico national team, his time with Inter Miami. He has a year off to kind of rest too. He made a joke in there. He said, what have you learned about yourself? He's like, I'm rested. It's like, yeah, fair enough. I wish I was also rested too, Tata, as well. It's chaos over here. But I think that's the biggest thing to really take away, is that, yes, you're going to see some of those elements. Tata Martino as well. Every coach has an idea and a philosophy of how they want their team to play. But that's not going to be exactly how it was in 2017 and 18. It's going to be, how can I do that identity, but also with the players I have? How can I get the best out of every single player I have on my roster and make them work together? It might take a couple of games. It might be some time to figure it out. But it's one thing that has to happen. You have to have some of those bumps in the road. That way, when you get over that, it becomes even much more sweeter when you get to the end too. It's not going to be an easy fix. It's not going to be exactly how it was. It's going to be a process. And that's the challenge with Chris Henderson and with Tata Martino too, especially heading into the rest of this offseason too, finding some of those players to bring in to help back what you have and figuring out those roster decisions and how that's going to look. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. And that's the one thing to convey it to. That doesn't mean it's a bad different or a good different either way. It's just going to be very different than what it was back in 2017, 2018. It's something to remember, especially heading into 2026 as we get ready for this upcoming season.
And the reason I brought patience into the conversation was, when you look at the roster constraints and the rules and salary and what you can do with contracts and everything, you can't just sit there and look at what you've created and just dump it on the table and start over again. Tata Martino, it was specifically mentioned that to get things 100% the way he was looking, it was mentioned that it's going to take a year to make sure that everything is in place the way that they were looking. So that's why I wanted to bring patience into the discussion.
Yeah, I mean, multiple windows. You can't get everything done in one transfer window. It's just not possible. In the way that MLS is structured, I mean, in the way that most leagues are structured, to be perfectly honest, that's not a typical full rebuild. And I'll get back to what Tata Martino said that off the top. I don't think he's looking to do a full rebuild. I think he likes a lot of the pieces here. Otherwise, he wouldn't have taken the job. So you want to supplement. You want to add to what you have. You want to add to the foundation that you're comfortable with and you think you can get more out of. But that can't happen immediately with, you know, 1 week of business in the transfer window. It's just not how it goes. You're also going to have players that people want from your team. So you're going to have to deal with that side of it. It's always just a fascinating roster construction. And basically where things stand is Chris Henderson and his staff will get input from Tata Martino and his team. And they will go try to build the best roster possible with the constraints, the assets, the resources that they have to work with. And then they will try to get the best out of that roster. I think the most important thing in getting the best out of the roster is going to be getting the top players producing at the highest level. So you're going to build around getting the best out of Latte Lott, out of Maranchuk, out of Almiron, out of Sleash, and making them as central to this project as possible. That's what it comes down to for me.
Maddie, any last thoughts that I haven't put on the table so far from the reintroduction of Tata Martino?
I don't think so. You kind of hit everything on the head, John. No, I mean, it's something to be excited about, especially heading into 2026. But it's like you said, it's a waiting game. It's a patience thing right now, because you have the off season. We're going to hopefully figure out some roster decisions, hopefully by the end of the year as well, figure out what that might look like too. But we're not going to know any big roster moves, especially with anything in that regard as well. You're not going to know that until probably closer to the beginning of next year as well. But it's a patience thing, and it gets you excited for 2026, not only, I think, for what's to come for Atlanta United, but also, too, with the excitement of a World Cup coming, too, especially here in Atlanta. That's another thing to be excited about. But yeah, it's about now figuring out, you know, what is it going to look like under Tata Martino, and what does he want to bring to this squad with the players that he has? How is he going to bring more out of Latte Lath? How is he going to bring more out of Alexi Maranchuk, more out of Miguel Amaron, more out of Bartosz Sliszcz? Because we already saw a lot of those players have those big breakthrough moments, especially with Bartosz Sliszcz. It's about now putting them together, especially with what Tata Martino wants on the pitch as well. It's about making all of those players better in this system now.
Jason, next marker, I think, for the league is about a month away, where everybody has to have their lists in when it comes to free agents and contract renewals and stuff. But business is already picking up here at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to build a team that I think is going to be a little more diverse than the initial two seasons, because it already is right now. You're going to put a group together with what you do between now and the week after MLS Cup. Free agency will open up, re-entry drafts, waiver drafts, college draft. You have the number two pick there. You can find a player in that number two pick that can contribute next year straight away. That is possible with that kind of a pick. So it gets really interesting between now and then. Then there'll be a little bit of a break. Preseason will start in early January, and sounds like we're going to have the first weekend of the regular season about where it's been, the third week of February, and we don't know exactly what the schedule format's going to look like. I believe schedule release is coming out in the next few weeks. It's going to be an interesting 2026 on a lot of different fronts, with World Cup, with a long break in the calendar because of that, a compressed schedule at times with midweek games, with cup competition, either League's Cup or Open Cup, depending on what that looks like. You're going to need a deep roster. You're going to need young players to contribute, as Maddie said, and you're going to need to put in a lot of work between now and then to give that roster as much strength and balance and depth as possible.
That is a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight today. Be sure, later this afternoon, SDHPM will be joining you at 5 o'clock on all of the SDH social media channels, on YouTube, on the X, and on Twitch as well, at twitch.tv/soccerdownhere. We'll take a peek at what happened here this afternoon as Tata Martino's reintroduced as Atlanta United head coach heading into the 2026 season. Get you ready for World Cup qualifiers and World Cup updates. CONCACAF starts at 5 o'clock, and so does STHPM. For Madison Cruz and Jason Longshore, I'm John Nelson. Thanks for hanging out with us for another edition of AST. Mucha plat to y'all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.